The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Brachas Dav Vav. The Gemara tells us in Dav Vav Aleph Tanya and Abba Binyamin Oimer, Ein Tfilah Shel Adam Nishmas Ela Bebeis Knesset Shenemar Lishmoya Ela Rino Vela Tfilah B'machom Rino Sham Tei Tfilah, in the place where the Tzibur Davins, the Shiras, Rashi explains, the Shiras B'Tishbachas B'Kol Orev, the Kehillah, the Tzibur Davins B'Koil, over there, that's the place where Tfilah is Nishmas. We see over here in the Gemara, there's Behemshech, the Gemara, several Mamorim, that there's a special importance, a special stress placed on the role of a Beis Knesses in the proper execution of Tvila. Tvila Nishmas, Tvila being Niskabel, by the Rabbeinu Shalom has to do with the place where it's davened. Which is interesting, we don't find such a Yachas, such a relationship with a Beis Medrash. And Chazal is a concept called Beis Knesses, the Gemara says on Davkes, Oyavei Hashem Shari Tzion, Bati Knesias, Bati Midroshos. There's a place which is Miyuchat for Tvila, there's a place Miyuchat for Torah. By us, the divide doesn't exist so much because in our Bati Midroshos, in our shuls, normally we do our learning there. In the yeshiva, there's learning and there's davening done in a shul. Whoever davens there also learned there. But in the old days, there was a concept called the Beis Knesses, and we'll see that there are different halachas of Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash. There's a place of davening, a place of learning. A place of davening, a Beis Knesses is not mechuyev b'mezuzah. Beis Medrash is mechuyev b'mezuzah. Beis Knesses, the halach is one is not allowed to be oisik b'tashmishe choyel. In a Beis Medrash, even though one is not allowed to be oisik b'tashmishe choyel, but those that are terosim umnosim, that are sitting and learning, are allowed to be oisik in tzrachehim. Talmud Chochem, this is always the way it was in Klal Yisrael. We always heard about the Masmid who learnt in Shul, in Bialystok or in Varsha, and his meals were brought for him by an Oshem Tzidkani. So in a Beis Knesses, that would be also. This is only Mutter in a Beis Medrash. To sleep in a Beis Medrash is Mutter. Again, if somebody's Terasim and Nosim, that's the way Yeshiva Bachim in Europe, before they created dormitories, or before they slept in private apartments, they slept in a Beis Medrash, on a bench. They were given a cover and a pillow, and they slept on a bench in a Beis Medrash. But a Beis Knesses, one would not be allowed to. The concept of Loim De Torah sitting in and drinking tea. People come into shul, they hear a shir, they make themselves a coffee. By the shir, in a place which is miyuchad only for tefillah, which is called Kedushas Beis Knesses, one can't drink, one can't eat, one can't be oisik in any in yonei choyl. And what's interesting about this is that as regards to the relation of Torah and Tefillah, L'chaira, the opposite should be true. We know the Mishnah tells us, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is more chashuv than Tefillah. The Gemara beginning of Shabbos, I believe Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan. One of the Amiroim was Marich B'Tefillosoi, and he was told, he was criticized, Menichen Atem Chaya Oilam Va'iskim B'Chaya Shoh. The relationship of Torah and Tevila is Torah is considered Chaya Oilam, eternity, eternal life, and Tevila, even though there's nothing more spiritual, there's nothing more Ruchniistic in Chaya Netzach than Tevila, but Rashi explains everything, because when one davens, one asks for in Yonei, Shoh, one asks for Tzorche Shoh, Torah is Mekashuhim B'Netzach. So there's a relationship of Torah and Tefillah. We would say that Torah is more chashuv than Tefillah. The Gemara talks about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaverov, Rebbe, those that were Isik in Torah, literally non-stop, day and night, were potter from Tefillah. They would daven, says they would say Krishma, they would daven Rebbe after he finished Mishma, Mesidim Mishnosoi, would daven every 30 days with the Mefarshim saying, nobody for many hundreds of years has been on that darga of full immersion and learning. Interesting, even the Vilna Gaon, we don't know of a musik beyond the Vilna Gaon in terms of being immersed in learning, but the concept of Ein Mispalim, of being potter from Tefillah, does not exist. But Al-Gapanim, Mash Negel in Yoneinu, what's Negel to us, to our question, is the Lachari, as far as the proportion between Torah and Tefillah, Torah is more chashuv than Tefillah. And still we see that Beis Knesses has certain in Yonei Kedusha that place it Lamala than a Beis Medrash. There's a machlokes in Megillah Dav Chavov, Dav Chav Zayin, Chavov and Beis, going on to Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Rav Papi with Rav Papa, have an argument in the Gemara, have a machlokes if one is permitted to change a Beis Knesses into a Beis Medrash. And it would seem like there's a serious sad in the Gemara. Rav Papi and Rav Papa are definitely not disputing the Brice of the Mishnah of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. They're not disputing the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan that Chai Oilam v'Chai Shoh that we mentioned. Why would there be a machlokes whether the Mokum Tvila should be more chashuv than the Mokum Torah, that the Kedusha of a Beis Knesset cannot be changed into a Beis Medrash, but a Beis Medrash should be changed into a Beis Knesset? What would be the pshat in that if Torah is more chashuv than Tvila? So, there's a profound approach to this problem, which understands that Hei Nei Nedvarim, the reason for Torah's Cheshivus is the precise reason why the Mokim of Tvila is more Choshuv, has more Kedusha in certain halachas than a Mokim Torah. Let's explain. The idea behind the Gemara that we mentioned before, Menichin Atem Chaya Olam V'Oisim V'Chaya Shoh, Tvila to a certain extent is a limited concept. It means it's not limited as far as what the power of Tvila and what Tvila can accomplish and the ability of the Rebbein Shalom to listen and to respond to those Tvilas. But Tvila is rooted in the here and now. To a certain extent, the person davens, he's thanking the Rebbein Shalom for waking up this morning. He's asking the Rebbein Shalom to get him through the day. He's asking the Rebbein Shalom for Bni, for Chayim, Mizoyni, whatever people need to ask the Rebbein Shalom for. He's praising the Rebbein Shalom for what he's had and what he had. There's something in the here and the now about it. And that's called Chaye Shoh. Torah is Chaye Netzach because the words of Torah are the same Abaye V'Rova that was 2,000 years ago will be 2,000 years from now. The same Gemara of Shor Shenogach HaSapara that Yidden shuckled over 200 years ago is today 200 years. The words of Torah are Netzach, are everlasting. And there's a relationship that Yid has with Torah. Pasuk three times a day, Yid says in Krishma, V'dibarta bom, v'shivtecha b'veisecha, v'lechtecha b'derech, v'shochmecha v'kumecha. The relationship that Yid has with Torah is wherever he goes, he takes the Torah with him. If he's a yeshiva man, if he's zoichet to grace the halls of the Beis Medrash, he takes his Torah learning with him two star a day, three star a day. If he's somebody who's out in the world, he has his kriyas yitin la-Torah. But Torah is not limited to the hour a day a person learns. A person travels every morning in on the train to the city, a person takes a tape with him to listen to a shir, or he takes a small sefer with him. You're traveling in a car. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's plenty, including this shir. You could also listen to in the car as you go. There's plenty of things to do while you're driving. Before a person goes to sleep, he learns a few minutes from a sefer. He wakes up in the morning before he goes out. He chaps a sefer. Well, the concept of catching a newspaper by an erlich yid is catching a vort. A person sits down by a simcha. He brings with him either a copy of a Gemara, or he's sitting next to him, somebody tells him a vart on the Parsha. Torah is something which is not limited in time and space. The same Gemara one learns during the day can learn at night. Same Gemara one learns as a 10-year-old child, it can learn in 80 years from now as a 90-year-old senior citizen. I think we have the concept. Torah is above time and space because Torah, by definition, links us to Netzach. Tvila is a way of bringing Netzach into the mundane world of here and now. When we have to go out and we have to earn a living, so we've asked the Rebbein Shalom for Siyat Dishmaya in getting through the day successfully and giving us Parnasa, what we're doing is we're bringing the Rebbein Shalom into our 9-to-5 day. But we're not, through Tefillah, connecting with something which is above 9-to-5. Torah is a relation with Netzach. Torah is a relation which goes above time and space. Memela, the Mokim of Tefillah is Be'etzem, what gives definition to Tvila. Tvila gives here and now, gives the space that a person's in, time, place, circumstances that a person's in, meaning in a spiritual sense. It gives him a connection in his life to the Rebbein Shalom. The place where he davens gives structure to that Tvila. But Torah, giving Torah a definition in terms of structure, where one learns. Of course there's something called a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash, a person learns, he's not distracted, over there there are like-minded people that he could grow from, that he could grow with, but the definition of Torah is not something that's limited to time and space, and therefore, to a certain extent, a stira is a contradiction to what Torah really means. Torah really means, b'shach l'chav kumecha. You get into bed, you're in pajamas, you're ready to turn out the night light, and you learn for 2 minutes and you put the sefer down on your night table. That's a stira to the concept of, oh, we learn when we're sitting in a Beis Medrash in front of a Gemara at a certain fixed time of the day. That Torah means that a person takes it wherever he goes. So the Kedusha of Torah, and this that Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, and this that Torah is Chayei Netzach, is in a way the reason why the Mokim where one learns Torah, the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash, has less Shaychis, has less connection, inner connection with the Torah one learns. It's just a vehicle to promote a greater quality of learning. One learns in a place where other people are learning. One learns in a place where the atmosphere is charged with an energy level, with a wanting to grow in Torah learning. But one doesn't learn in a place because Torah is limited in terms of place. Adarabah, Torah is not limited in terms of place, space, and time. Whereas Tefillah, the place where one davens, gives structure, and therefore Ein Tefillah Shalodim Nishmas Ela Bebeis HaKnesses. What's interesting is, this concept is not only a hashkofa, but it also translates into halacha l'maisa. As we said, the kedusha of tefillah, the kedusha of a beis knesses, precludes the mokum of a beis knesses, since the mokum of tefillah, of connecting with the Rabban Shem, it's the mokum of Ashura's Ashkenah, it's doim into the beis hamikdash, there's halacha moir hamikdash, one cannot be oisik in any inyon nichoil, not sheino, not achilo, not shsio, not any inyone haguf, one cannot be oisik in the beis knesses. With Torah, if we understand that one learns Torah even when he's lying in bed before he goes to sleep, so then if somebody is fully immersed in learning, so then in the Beis Medrash itself he can sit and eat, because that's all part of the learning. That the fact that he could learn in the same place and he could not interrupt his learning, and somebody puts him down a tray of food and he could fall asleep on his sefer and he puts his head down for a nap if he needs, and if he's a Talmid Chacham, if he's a Yeshiva Bacher, he could sleep in the Beis Medrash. That idea is in and of itself the biggest illustration of where Torah, for us, is Chayei Netzach. Whereas Tefillah, one has to connect with the space, which is called Beis Knesses. And that space has to be solely relegated to inyonim of being Mizdavik in the Rabban Shalom of Tefillah. They said the reason why a mezuzah is not necessary in the Beis Knesses is because a mezuzah is not a place. Mezuzah has to do with where we live. Beis Knesses is a place where a person brings their Ben Shalom into his life, but it's out of the realm of regular day life. Torah, one does on the train, one does in a car, one does in bed, one does in a Beis Medrash, one does in his living room, one does sitting by a chasna between waiting for the chasna kal to come in by the chuppah. So the place where one learns is not removed from life, it transforms life into an experience of a Talmud Torah connected kulam, of b'shach v'chov kumecha, bringing the Torah wherever one goes. So therefore, of course, there's a chiv mezuzah. The same halacha is true. The Goin tells us in Ar Chaim, Simech Chofei, interesting Goin, very esoteric Goin, where the Goin explains why we put on tzitzis, we put on our talis in the morning before the tefillin. The Goin says, Malam b'kodesh ve'in meridin, the kedusha of tefillin is greater. Not only because the tefillin has klaf with kisvei kodesh on it, but the Goyin explains that tzitzis, originally we know we look at the tzitzis reminds us of the kisvei hakovod, Rashi tells us in the parasha of tzitzis and parasha shlach. The tzitzis, he says, is the relationship of an eved with a melech. The tefillin, he says, is above that, the relationship of tefillin, the purpose of tefillin being l'man tiyateres Hashem b'ficha, the purpose of tefillin being to bind one's arm, one's hand, one's mind, one's mouth, l'man tiyateres Hashem b'ficha, to connect one to Torah. The relationship that a yid has with Torah is a relationship kiben im oviv. Kiben im oviv, of son, could wake up his father 3 o'clock in the morning if he needs to. A sar does not wake up an eved in the middle of the night. When we daven like avodim lufnei melech. We come to the melech at appointed times. When we connect with the Rabban Shalom and Torah, there the relationship has to be less formal. A person could learn Torah in his pajamas, lying in bed. The person could learn sitting by a chasna. And a person could, theoretically, if he's playing a ball game and he has to stop for a few minutes to rest, he could also take out a mishnayis in chaparayna mishnah. And it has nothing to do with the formalness or the informality of his mode of dress. The setting that he's in has nothing to do with the quality of his learning. Of course, one is better off learning in a Beis Medrash, but that's only because he can concentrate better, it enhances one's learning. But in relationship to the learning itself, there's absolutely no difference. Tefillah, a person has to be dressed properly, he has to be dressed in begadim u'chubadim, he has to come to a specific place, he has to daven at a specific time. Ke'eved ha'imid lefnei melech, the Goyin says that's why tefillin has more kedusha than tzitzis, because tefillin is a relationship of ben im oviv, as opposed to talis tzitzis, which is a relationship of an eved with Adonai, with his melech. What's interesting is in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a dual role. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Avoida, is the Mokum of Tvila. Tvila has to do with Karbonis, with Avoida. Ritzei is the part of Shemoneh Esrei where we connected to the Tvila and the Karbonis. But in the Beis HaMikdash itself was the Mokum Yeshivas HaSanhedrin, the Sanhedrin HaGodol, which was the ultimate body to decide the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash, was in the Lishkas HaGozes. And the reason for that is because Avoida, in terms of serving the Rebbein Shem, again, has a dual role. There's a role of Ke'eved im Rabbi, and there's a relationship of Ben im Oviv. And that dual relationship finds expression in the Beis HaMikdash, the same way in the Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum Tefillah. Tefillah Sama Kosher, but the source of all Torah came from the Orin that was in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. The source of Torah comes from the Luchos, and that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place of the ultimate Avoida of the Kohen Gadol, Lifnai Lifnim on Yom Kippur. So we see over here that there's two roles. The Sifri points this out on the parasha of Krishma. Sifri says, Ula'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, what's the Kefil HaLoshim, the plurality of b'chol levavchem? Avodeu b'toiro, avodeu b'tvilo. There's a dual role in a person serving the Rebbein Shem. There's a relationship of Tefillah, there's a relationship of Torah. As far as we understand, it's all part of one thing. It's all connecting with the Rebbein Shem. No, the relationship, as we said, of Torah is one relationship. Now, the relationship of Tefillah is another relationship. In the converse, we find, l'moshul, that if a person is oisik b'tefillah, that he's oisik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, he doesn't get up to do another mitzvah. If a person, if an oni comes in, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't interrupt to give tzedakah. Where as opposed to Torah, there is no halacha of oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. The reason for that is the Mufashim Tzayim, l'chayra, Torah has more kedusha than all other mitzvahs. Why would there be a klal of oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah by all mitzvahs except for Talmud Torah? If anything, it should be the opposite. Torah should have precedence over everything else. The teretz is because Torah learning, even if it's a chayishah, and it's not rooted in the here and now, and it's above time and space, but Torah has to bring a person to a practical sense of kiyum. The person has to learn Torah, l'lmoid amanas l'kayim. If a person learns Torah, and the reality of what he's learning is divorced from everyday life, from his willingness, from his eagerness, from his Kabbalah Zohar Malchus, of being Mekayim Mitzvahs properly. A person could learn about Shabbos, but it doesn't interest him to be a medactic in Hilchah Shabbos, so then the Torah has been turned into Chochma Balma. It's not connecting oneself with the Ratzon HaBayri. So there's an inherent Tanai in Limud HaTorah that one has to interrupt Torah in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah, because that is part of Talmud Torah itself. Part of Talmud Torah is the willingness, the standing and bringing Torah into one's everyday life. But the actual learning of Torah is an intellectual pursuit, not a practical pursuit. But it has to be brought into one's practical life, and therefore, as part of Talmud Torah, one has to interrupt to do a mitzvah. But not because the mitzvah has more kedusha, has more precedence. There's more halachas than I get to this in the third parak of Mitzvah Hashem. It's not for now. What's interesting, just as an idea, throwing this out without firm basis in Psak Halacha, if there would be a shaila in a, let's say, a new community that's starting out, there's a question how to allocate resources. And the question is to build a shul or to build a mokum Torah. Again, normally the two today are not mutually exclusive, but on a theoretical level, if there would be a question which one would have kedima, what would be interesting is that in terms of what has kedima, the enhancing limud haTorah or enhancing tefillah, of course enhancing limud haTorah. If there's a question of proper facilities where children could learn Torah properly, where Bochum could learn Torah properly, even where people that are going out to work, you know, build a library, where people will have the svarim that they need, bring in Magidishurim, or somebody to give a shir that people need to hear. Of course, that has precedence over enhancing the quality of Tefillah. But let's say it's not a question of enhancing the quality of Torah versus the quality of Tefillah. Talmud Torah comes before Tefillah. But if it's a question just of investing in, as far as the Kedusha of the place where Torah is learned, that Kedusha L'chayr is secondary to the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset. Kedusha's Beis HaKnesset is more important to the actual Kiyum of Tefillah than the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is to the Kiyum of Torah. Again, the Shaila is only on a theoretical level, because usually by us, Makom Torah and Makom Tefillah go together. I'm just bringing out a point in terms of where money should have kedima, where resources should have kedima. L'chayr, the Kedusha's Beis Knesset would have precedence over Kedushas base HaMedrash. This is just another illustration of this halacha. And this this back and forth between Torah and Tefillah and its relationship comes up over and over again in Maseches Brachos, because let's say the mitzvah of Kriyishma itself, which is the subject of the parak that we're learning, is of itself has a dual nature. Kriyishma is Torah. On the other hand, it's part of the Seder Tefillah. So how do we relate Torah and Tefillah? Is that Torah? Is that Tefillah? The relationship of where the two meet, which is in Kriyishma, is a subject of some discussion. Maybe we'll get back to it in one of the later shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.